This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Flu vaccines do a good job of protecting people from the routine influenza that sweeps the globe every winter. But they're made with technology that's decades old, and it may not be up to a more challenging task. That job would be protecting people from a new strain of flu, spreading rapidly in the kind of pandemic that has killed millions of people in past decades. NPR's Richard Harris reports on the strengths and weaknesses of our defenses.
It might surprise you to know that the flu vaccine that tens of millions of Americans get each year actually starts coming to life in a hen house.
Good morning. I'm Doug Hainer, the manager of Cornell University's production flat. And what I'm looking at is a room 20 by 40 with two rows of cages suspended from the ceiling. Each cage has 18 females and two males.
This particular mixed flock of hens and roosters produces more than 1,000 super clean, fertilized eggs a week, largely for flu research. Multiply this sound by several thousand, and you can imagine the scale of the specialized poultry industry that forms the basis of the flu vaccine business. When flu vaccine production is in full swing, trucks carrying hundreds of thousands of specially fertilized eggs cross the bridges of Swiftwater Creek, Pennsylvania, every day. These days, this sprawling campus of modern buildings goes by the name of Sanofi Pasteur. It's the only major flu vaccine manufacturing facility in the United States.
And we're about to cross over the Swiftwater Creek.
Company spokesman Len Lavenda says his is just one of many companies that have used this site over the years.
There's been a vaccine facility on this piece of property for more than 100 years.
It all started when a doctor came from New York City to this bucolic spot in the Pocono Mountains to recuperate from cholera.
While here, he stayed at the Swiftwater Inn, which you can see across the street. It's still standing, still an operating inn. And while he was there, he fell in love with the innkeeper's daughter.
And he never left. Instead, he started a company producing smallpox vaccines. Relics of the early days are still housed in one of the original stone buildings.
And this was one of our first buildings back in 1897.
Vaccines aren't true drugs. They are biological products, so they are made with living animals. In the case of smallpox, the vaccine in those days came from welts grown on deliberately infected calves, and this material was dumped into a bronze-colored beaker.
And you can see they would grind it up literally on rocks, the blisters off the calves' bellies.
Of course, times have changed, but in the case of flu vaccines, not as much as you might think. Al Thomas is Sanofi Pasteur's flu vaccine production manager, and he can still describe today's egg-based manufacturing procedure using a museum piece as a prop.
We're currently looking at a photograph from 1960 from the National Drug Company, a picture of the inoculating equipment, which would be utilized to, at first, punch a small hole in the top of each egg, and then a controlled volume of the diluted virus is then injected into the fluid within the egg by ways of a needle.
Now, as then, that virus quickly multiplies in the growing chicken embryo and spills out into the fluid. After 2 days, the fluid from the egg is drawn off for further processing.
The next step is to inactivate the virus. We want to render the virus incapable of further growing or further infection. And this is why you can't get the flu from the flu shot.
Sanofi Pasteur repeats this step with three different types of flu virus and blends the three products together so each shot protects against three strains of the virus. That combination changes every year, depending upon what flu viruses are deemed the biggest threats.
You are basically managing the launch of a new healthcare product each and every year because the influenza virus is just so good at changing the vaccine formulation. The three strains that are included in the vaccine need to be updated to reflect what is best estimated at circulating the coming year.
Now, the routine would be different if a pandemic flu were to arise. Instead of making a vaccine that protects against three viruses, the government would direct this company to make a vaccine that only protects against the pandemic strain. So, in theory, the same set of eggs would produce three times as much vaccine. But Thomas says the math isn't that simple.
If there were a pandemic-type strain that we would be producing, it would depend upon how well that strain would grow to determine to a great degree how many doses could actually be produced.
If the pandemic were a variant of the bird flu, it might not grow very well at all in eggs. Though Thomas says Sanofi Pasteur is successfully producing an experimental bird flu vaccine in eggs right now for a government stockpile. Between that special vaccine production and a higher demand for regular flu vaccine, Len Lavenda says this vaccine facility is working overtime.
You know, it used to be that flu vaccine was maybe a 9 or 10 month a year activity. Now it's a 13 month a year activity. We're starting next year before we're finishing this year.
We can't go into any of the super sterile facilities where the vaccines are actually produced. But Lavenda takes us into nearby Scranton.
Hello, Len Lavenda, to see Dennis.
To the cavernous distribution center where the company's entire vaccine line is shipped out to hospitals, doctors, and less conventional vaccine clinics such as grocery stores. Dennis Lemons shows us around the distribution center.
Well, this is a 20,000 square foot refrigerator, basically, that goes up to be about 40 feet high. It has large pallets of our vaccines.
Workers load up metal carts with products for shipment, take them to packing stations, and then send them down a conveyor belt that takes them to truck trailers at the loading dock. Even up to Thanksgiving, flu vaccines are still going out the door.
We extended the season this year. Normally we would wrap up by late October or early November, but this year, because of the increased demand, we extended production.
Lavenda says the company produces about 60 million doses of flu vaccine a year, and it has ambitious plans to grow to keep up with expanding government recommendations about who should get a flu vaccine. Back in Swiftwater, next door to the existing flu vaccine factory, earth movers are building the foundations of a huge new building. Lavenda leads us up a hill to the site.
This will be a state-of-the-art facility. It will double our capacity for manufacturing flu vaccine.
Doubling capacity? Is there double demand for flu vaccine?
Well, there isn't double demand today, but we certainly anticipate growing demand. We also desperately need to increase capacity in anticipation of a pandemic.
Sanofi Pasteur is investing $150 million of its own money in this plant. Others in the vaccine industry may think this operation is verging on quaint. They are working hard to develop a new production method called cell culture that doesn't rely on millions of chicken eggs. Sanofi Pasteur is working on that too, but Lavenda says that's for the longer term.
Normally, starting from scratch, brand new product, brand new technology, brand new manufacturing, we're talking about 10 to 12 years.
And we could not tolerate that with a sudden pandemic of flu.
That's correct. That's why we need to be working in the short to medium term on expanding egg-based technology, and in the longer term, looking at cell culture.
In fact, if the feared pandemic strikes in the next couple of years, even the short-term strategy of expanding tried-and-true egg-based production may come too late. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Tomorrow we'll hear about efforts to develop the next generation of flu vaccines. At our website, npr.org, you can get answers to your questions about the risk of pandemic flu.